Well, I got a title of this message called God's Garden. I got this message from F.F. Bosworth, the Christ the Healer book, and it was a wonderful book on healing. If you need healing in any way, shape, form, or fashion, you should get that book. It's called Christ the Healer. He's a preacher of yesteryear, and it's a textbook on healing. You know, healing comes by hearing God's word. And as we continually hear God's word, he brings healing to us. And he's got one chapter in that book called God's Garden. You know, all of us are actually gardens. We're gardens, we're a field, and God Almighty is planting his seed inside of our hearts. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 to 9, it says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he that plants is anything, neither he that watereth, but it's God that gives the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. We are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. Well, we don't use that word. That's a King James word. A better translation would be in the Amplified Classic Version. It says, you are God's garden, his vineyard, his field. For we are fellow workers together, joint promoters, laborers together with and for God. You are God's garden, a vineyard, a field under cultivation, God's building. So you and I are actually gardens. You know, I recently planted a garden in my backyard. I've thought about it for several years, and now I put a little garden there. And nothing much was happening in it until my mother came by. And my mother is a supreme gardener. She is the ultimate of gardening. She is a wonderful gardener, and she has a big garden. When we grew up on the farm, she had at least an acre of, maybe that's exaggerating, not an acre, but she had a lot. I would say the size of this room for sure, and there was potatoes, and there was every kind of thing planted in that garden. Wonderful garden. So she planted a few things for me, a couple of potatoes, and a little bit of onions, and a few other things. And did you know what? Any seed that is planted in that ground, it needs to be watered. A seed left by itself will not grow, but it needs to be watered. And you know, God's word is like that as well. It is God's seed that is planted inside of our hearts that needs to be watered. And when we water it, guess what? It's going to sprout and it's going to bloom. A great man of God by the name of Smith Wigglesworth said, what's great faith? He said, it's first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. It's a growing process, and our lives are like that. God wants the imperishable seed of God's word to be planted in our hearts. Thank God I'm born again. I'm so excited about that. And if you've experienced that experience of being born again, you heard God's word, it was planted into your hearts, and it grew and developed, and you acted on it, and you became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? You should never get away from that. You should always have your first love. That is the love for the Lord Jesus Christ and how he saved you and he forgave you of your sins and he's cleansed you from all unrighteousness. And you are new creations in Christ Jesus. But God doesn't want us just to stop at that. He wants you to find God's word, his seed, and plant it in your heart for whatever you need. I heard it said many times, what do you want from God? Find God's word and plant that seed into your heart. And do some watering on it. And water it, water it, water it. And it's going to grow, grow, grow. And God's blessings are going to overflood your life. That sounds great, doesn't it? And it's the truth of God's holy word. So it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9, the Amplified Classic Version, for we are work fellows, fellow workmen, joint promoters, laborers together with and for God. You are God's garden. Amen. I'm a garden. You're a garden. You are a vineyard and a field under cultivation. The purpose of this message is getting God's promises fulfilled in our lives. Our lives are gardens. They're a farm. They're a field and belong to its owner, Almighty God. Our lives consist of finding and obtaining God's promises, the word of God, and God is eager to fulfill all that he promised us. That is our lives, what it consists of, finding God's word, planting it in our hearts, and watching it blossom and bloom. God wants us blessed. Everybody say, God wants me blessed. And the Bible says that you are blessed and a blessing. And so God wants each one of us to know that we are our gardens, we are fields, we are farms. And when you think of that, you got to find some seed in those kind of conditions. Every garden needs a seed. Every field is going to need a seed. And a farm, of course, I grew up on the farm. I know all about farming. I know many times the barley, the wheat, and the oats is nice and clean. You plant it, and then it starts to grow. At the end of harvest time, my dad would always say to me, he says, oh, I wish I had more harvest. And I always would think, well, you got to plant more seed. It doesn't come, but at the end of the harvest, he was always happy. But when it was over, when all the grain was in the bin, we'd put it in the little truck there, that about a 1954 one-ton truck, and we would haul it to the bins and put it away there. He would say, oh, I wish I had more. And did you know, but with God's promises, that's a natural seed in the natural planting seed, but God's word is called an imperishable seed of the word of God. It'll never perish. And it'll produce the maximum results. And God wants us to produce maximum results in our lives, in every single area. Whatever area you need, find God's promises, his seed, and plant it in your life. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, it says, it's given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature. God's given us promises, great and precious promises. He wants all of us to have those promises of God. He wants us to be just like him and being so blessed. God wants us to produce fruit in our lives, and he wants God's promises to be planted inside of our hearts. So the first thing we got to do is plant a seed. Everybody say, plant a seed. Plant a seed. Everybody's got to plant a seed. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 11, it says, this is the parable. This seed is the word of God. This seed is the word of God. I know many times when we do the offering, pastor always says, what's the scripture? Give them a scripture. Give them a scripture. How are they going to get faith? They have to hear a scripture. Well, the word of God is the seed. The word of God is the seed, and as it's planted in your and my hearts, the garden, it's going to grow and it's going to develop. God's word is so precious, we shouldn't take it for granted. You know, there's many kinds of soils. There's a hard-hearted soil, and there's a thorny soil, but God wants a nice soil that he can plant his word in our hearts. And so it can, with some watering, the watering is just confessing that word over and over and over and saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I'm going to water my seed. When I've got God's word inside my spirit, I want to continually water it. I want to continually talk about it. I want to continually think about it day in and day out. Amen? Does God want you broke? Does God want you sick? Does God want you not to have salvation? He said he's not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. That's the seed of the word. The seed of the word comes, and it's planted in the heart. There's a woman by the name, I can't remember her name, but she was a doctor. And I've got three little books by her. But anyway, she was a doctor, and she got hooked on morphine drugs. And so she was hopelessly hooked on it. But guess what? God came through, amen, and she was healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so her and her sister got a home together, and they said, we're going to take people that are incurables. We're going to bring them to our home, and we're going to speak to them the word of God day in, day out. They didn't have cassettes back then. They're going to speak to them day in, day out. And they're going to be able to hear God's word, planting that seed inside their spirits. One morning, she says that as they were having breakfast, they heard a bunch of noise upstairs. Well, these are invalid people. They can't walk. They're in bed. They're almost at the point of death. There's no hope for people. You know, you ever come to a place where there's no hope? Man cannot help anybody. Amen? And so they heard a bunch of noise, and they wondered, what was that? And this woman came downstairs, and she says, did you know that Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law? Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law? Did you know that? that TB or tuberculosis is a curse of the law, and Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, and therefore I don't have tuberculosis no more. Amen. A simple preaching, teaching, hearing of the word of God planted in a person's heart where she's about to die. And she heard it over and over and over and over and over. The seed was planted in your heart. If you've never heard, a seed is being planted. If you've heard it, you're being watered it. The Bible says, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but it's God that gave the increase. Amen? Hallelujah. And so she heard that word that Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, since I'm not under the curse, I'm under the blessings. And since curse and sickness and TB is under that, I'm not under that no more. I'm under the blessings of God. And I thank you, Lord, I no longer have TB. And she was healed. Praise God. The power of God's word planted in a heart can produce a harvest. Amen. Shall we not get excited about God's word? Shall we not say that all things are possible to him who believes? Shall we not say that with God all things are possible? God can help my little wretched life. God can help me in my marriage. God can help me in my sickness. God can help me in my disease. God can help me in my poverty. God can help me in my lack. God can help me with every spiritual attack. Amen? Just get the word of God, the seed of God's word, and continually hear it. Continually hear it. Continually hear it. So plant a seed. The Bible says that Paul planted, Apollos watered, but it's God gave the increase. Over in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23, it says, being born again. How many of you are born again? Amen. If you've got that experience, you know Jesus as your Savior. You're born again. Born not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, the incorruptible seed of the word of God, God in your spirit, and you confessed him as Lord. Jesus is my Lord, my Savior. I'm so glad and thankful that I accepted him. If I would have known what it was like, I would have done it long time ago. I got saved when I was 20 years old after not wanting to be saved, but I couldn't. I had to get saved because there seemed to be no other way except Jesus' way. And so when people come to a place like that, they humble themselves. All of a sudden, the ground that was so hard, you tell people, the atheists will say they're hard-hearted. They will not accept the word of God. They're hard-hearted atheists. I don't believe, I don't believe, I don't believe, I don't believe. They will not believe. But guess what? Continually hear the word of God, hear the word of God, hear the word of God. And slowly by slowly, their old hard hearts will get softened up. And through tests and through trials, they'll soften up. And they'll come to the knowledge of Jesus as Lord and Savior. Thank God for his imperishable seed planted in the spirit of man. And then it grows. And when it grows, it blossoms. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. And thank God for that. So it says, being born again, 1 Peter 1:23, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. Everybody say incorruptible. So God is no respecter of persons. If you take God at his word, he's going to see to it that you exactly get everything that his word says. God don't love one person more than the other person. This is an incorruptible seed of the word of God. It's the same for everybody. He loves everybody. He don't love the preacher, the teacher, the pastor, the evangelist, anybody better than anybody else. He loves everybody the same. And that incorruptible seed of God's word planted in the life of an individual can change them. And it can change them for the good. Praise God. The seed is powerless until it is planted. I guess you could eat the seed. We eat seeds. But then it's not doing its maximum job. But the maximum job is to plant the seed. The word of God is the seed. When my dad would plant the wheat, he'd plant the one kernel there in the ground. And I noticed when the head came up, there were several heads of wheat on that one stalk. Several heads of that same little seed. That's our God. And how does it do it? God Almighty, through the power that is in that seed. We didn't make the seed. God made the seed. He made the universe and the fullness thereof. He is the big one. Amen? I went online and I found that there's 8 billion people on the face of the earth right now. a little bit over 8 billion people, and God cares for every single one of the 8 billion people. And the imperishable seed of God's word can be planted in every single one of them. God's not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. And they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen? All things are possible. God loves, God cares, God forgives. God has a plan, God has a destiny for every single person. His will. Amen? God's will for your life. The good, the perfect, and the acceptable will of God. God wants the very best for each and every one of us. The seed is powerless until it is planted. The main purpose of the seed is the fulfillment of it. That's the main purpose of that seed, is to get the full fulfillment of that seed. In Acts 17:11, it says, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily to see what exactly was being said." It says here, they received the word of God. They received the seed. So you and I have got to receive the seed, the word of God, into our hearts. When you hear God's word, you got to put it in that heart of yours and say, "Thank you, Lord. I believe what you're saying to me. I believe your word. I believe that word, and I believe that it can accomplish everything that the word has for it to say." So it says over in Isaiah 55:11, "The word that goes out of my mouth, it shall not return void. It shall accomplish what I please. It shall prosper in the thing that I have sent it." God's word is the truth, and it will not fail. The second thing we got to do is water that seed. Everybody say water. So you plant that seed, and then you got to water it. You water it by confessing the word of God, day in, day out. There's one of the greatest psalms, the longest psalms in the book of Psalms, is the Psalm 119. David wrote that psalm, and it's a long song. And he talks about, "Oh God, I want to keep your laws. I want to keep your precepts. I want to meditate on what you said." All those things are God's word. He continually spoke God's word. He continually meditated on it. "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you're going to meditate day and night." Day and night. What is he doing? He's thinking about the word of God. David was thinking about God's word. He was speaking God's word. He was watering that seed. So when we get God's word, you continually say the word of God. You continually speak the word of God. You say over it exactly what this promise is. If you want healing, then you're going to say, "Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that you took them for me. I believe that I received my healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Jesus, you provided healing for me. I believe that I received my healing." Amen? And so if you don't feel like it, you just say it anyways. You just continually water that seed. That seed is going to germinate. That seed is going to sprout. That seed is going to grow because it's God's word. It cannot fail. Everything else in life can fail, but God's word is an incorruptible seed of God's word. Anything that we want from God, we're going to find God's word. Amen? How about for a wonderful time in the services? Are we going to believe God for the manifestations of the Spirit of God? Amen. The Bible says that there's signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Those are all for the people of God. To believe God, that with God all things are possible to him who believes. All we got to do is believe, say God's word, water the seed that's being planted, and watch it develop and watch it grow. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Continually water God's word. King David would say that. He would say those psalms. He says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me." He continually talks about what God is to him. He says that, "My God prepares a table before me in the presence of enemies. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The end of the 91st Psalm, it says, "Because he's called upon me, I will deliver you. I will honor you, and with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation." So we could say, "Thank you, Lord, for long life. I'm holding fast. I'm believing for long life. I thank you, Lord, that I'm healthy. Thank you, Lord, that I've got my needs met. Thank you, Father, that you're the one that's supplying and providing for me. I've got favor with God and with man." Amen? "I've got favor at my job place. I've got favor. Amen. I've got favor with my employer. I've got favor. I've got favor. I've got favor. Amen. Just like Jesus. Just like Jesus. He says, everything I hear, I say what my Father says. The words that I say, I don't say them on my own. Whatever I hear, that's what I say. Jesus saying what Father says. And now we say exactly what the Word of God says. The Word of God says it, then I believe it, and that settles it. Hallelujah. So you got to continually water that seed. 1 Corinthians 3, 6, and 9 says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. We do the watering. Everybody say we. God's not going to do the watering. You got to do the watering. You and I got to do the watering. You got to continually water that word. Now, when Jesus gave in the book of Mark that example, he says that there, when the sower went out to sow and some fell by the wayside, that was the hard-packed ground that had no moisture. It didn't have any moisture. And the Bible says people trampled on it and the birds of the air came and ate that seed. That seed didn't work. It became unprofitable. And Jesus says that's the devil comes and takes the word out of people's hearts. They hear God's word, but the devil comes. They didn't understand it, and he took it right out. Another seed that fell on the rocky soil is those that heard the word of God and are excited about the word of God for a little time. But when persecution, trials, and tests come because of the word's sake, immediately they're offended. It's something about God that God blesses and helps and encourages. But guess what? The enemy also wants to discourage and try to get you away from the things of God and say, no, God doesn't really care. God doesn't really want you to be blessed. God doesn't really want you to be healthy and whole. No, we believe in God. We're trusting God. And the Bible says that that was on the rocky soil. The seed sprung up, but because that it was lacked moisture, it died and produced no fruit. The other one, when the seed fell among the thorns, is those that hear God's word, but the cares of this world. What are some of the cares of the world? I want to get married. That's one of the cares. But money, how many of you need money? Amen. Has everybody got money here? Does anybody want extra money? Okay, well, plant a seed. Amen. Amen. And so the cares of this world, the lust of other things come in and choke the word and becomes unfruitful. But the seed that is planted on good ground yield forth a harvest, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. God's word will produce. Amen? Let God be true and let every man be a liar, but God's word will produce. The third thing is you've got to harvest the crop. Everybody say harvest. When you plant that seed, and when you are watering that seed on a daily basis, whatever you need from God, what is something that you need from God? Say something. Hey, a job? Yeah? Well, if you need a job, you say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that I believe that you have a job for me. The Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. And so thank God that he's provided jobs for everybody. So, Father, I thank you that I've got favor when I go and I hand in my, whatever they're called, resumes. I've got favor in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. I believe that I receive a job, and I thank you for that in Jesus' precious name. And you continually water that seed, not asking God again for it, but thanking him. Say, thank you, Father, that you provided a job for me. Amen? And then go ahead and look around. Seek. I've got so many jobs, I don't want any more jobs. I tell you the truth. I've got 4 jobs, and I could have 5. But I don't want any more jobs, amen? Because there's only so much hours in a day. And I thank God for all the jobs, because they all give money, amen? Those are good jobs. Any job that gives any money. So thank God. So thanking God, saying, thank you, Father, that you're providing for me. Don't kill the seed, and by not watering it and saying something like, oh, there's no jobs here. I can't find a job. I don't have favor. You know, I've been looking and looking and looking, and there ain't no jobs. No, there's plenty of jobs. God's provided money. God's provided jobs. We've got everything we need to succeed in Jesus' precious name. God is providing. Amen? And so you continually water that seed and thank him for it. And don't curse your seed and don't curse the ground by saying something negative. No, you got to say something positive, that God is supplying and providing my needs. And he's provided me with a job. In Acts chapter 19 and 20, it says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The word of God will prevail in our lives. The word of God prevails in our lives. God's word will prevail in our lives. When we have God's word, you heard God's word, and you planted that seed, you watered that seed, and God Almighty brings the increase. Thank you, Father, that you're the one that's providing and supplying for us. I believe that the word is well able to put us over in every single area. God doesn't want us to curse our seed. God wants us to water our seed and bless our seed. Over in Luke chapter 8 and verse 18, it says, take heed therefore how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even what he seems to have. And so God wants you to say that as you continually, you want to hear God's word correctly, and more will be given unto you. Don't say you can't hear God's voice. No, the voice of a stranger we do not follow, but I hear God's voice. God's children know the voice of God, and we hear his voice because his word says, my sheep hear my voice. Now, some of the ground, it says here over in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 14 and 15, Matthew chapter 13, and verse 14 and 15, maybe you could put that one up. It says, and in them was fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive, for the people's hearts are waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. And should understand with their hearts and be converted, and I would heal them. So there's healing in the word of God when we hear correctly. God wants to heal everybody. God wants to save everybody, and he wants to deliver every single person. But it's how we hear. How are you hearing today? How's your hearing? Are you hearing correctly? Does anybody hear anything? Amen. It says, in them was fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear, and you won't understand. Some won't understand, but some do understand. And seeing you shall see, and you'll not perceive, for the people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. That's probably a better translation. It would says the people, they've got hard hearts, is basically saying that. And their ears, they're dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart and be converted, and I would heal them. So some kinds of different hearts would be a dull heart that can hear God's voice, a hard heart. Ephesians 4:18 talks about a hard heart. In Mark 6 and verse 53, it says they didn't recognize and understand that God was in the miracle business, and their hearts were hard. Jesus just went and fed 5,000 with five loaves of bread, fed 5,000 people. And right after that, he said, don't you understand that some of the people came and they were just there because they ate some food and they were happy that because they ate. But Jesus says, didn't you understand that there was a miracle that happened? A supernatural, spectacular miracle happened when the five loaves fed 5,000 people. He said, don't you understand that? Has God ever worked a miracle in your life? Amen. Well, God wants us to continually say, hey, God, you worked a miracle in my life. I'm taking you as that's a miracle. If you prayed for one penny and a penny came in, that's a miracle. That's supernatural. That's spectacular. If you prayed for health and healing and something was feeling better and before it wasn't feeling better, well, then that's spectacular. That's supernatural. Should we say, oh, God, you're not here? You're not with me right now? No, you're well with me. You're well aware, and I expect, and I thank you for every supernatural, spectacular miracle that you've done in my life. Salvation is one of the greatest acts of a miracle, that you became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That is spectacular. That's supernatural. And to thank God for it and say, thank you, Father, that I received. That is a miracle that you've worked on my behalf. Amen? Those people that wanted a baby and they got a baby, well, praise God, then that's a miracle. Those people that were sick and they were healed, thank God, that's a miracle. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. So God wouldn't want us to have hard hearts, because the seed planted on hard hearts will not grow and develop. Over in Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26, the Lord said that I'll give them a new heart. A new heart and a new spirit I will put within them. So over in Luke chapter 8 and verse 15, it says, but they on good ground are they which in an honest and a good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Everybody say an honest and a good heart. Hear the word and keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Everybody say patience. How many of you like patience? That's one of the fruits of the Spirit that the Lord has given the born-again believer. Love, joy, peace, patience, and long-suffering. That's one of them. And that when you hear God's word, you got to have some patience and let things grow. In the natural, when you plant that garden or you plant a field, that takes time. It doesn't happen instantly. It could, I guess, spectacularly with the help of God, it could. But otherwise, it's going to take time. Here a little, there a little. Amen? So first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. So in Luke 8:15 it says, but they on good ground are they which an honest and a good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. In Mark chapter 4 and verse 20 it says, they which are sown on good ground as hear the word, receive the word, and bring forth fruit. Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. You notice there's different degrees there? Do you see that? Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. So it depends on how you have heard. Are you allowing God's word? Are you watering the seed that has been planted in your heart and in your life? Because you can get 30, you can get 60, or you can get 100-fold from a seed. And so I believe that we should all want the 100-fold. Amen? Amen? Amen. Well, let's stand up and believe God. Amen. So you and I are God's gardens. And so you take God's word and you plant it in your heart. And then you continually water the seed day in, day out. Day in, day out. Day in, day out. Don't get discouraged just because it didn't grow up all at once and you get a big harvest in the first day. No, it takes time. It takes time. Amen? It doesn't happen all at once. Like your new birth, that happened instantaneously. But the Christian walk, it takes time. Here a little, there a little. You continually hear God's word. So let's pray and believe God and thank him for his word. Father, we want to thank you that your word is like seed that is planted in our hearts and in our lives. We thank you for each one here, that they would plant that seed of God, your word, in their spirits, in their hearts, on good ground. A good and an honest heart that wants all God's best, that wants a sincerity of God to help them in their life. And that seed would be planted in their spirit, and that they would water it, saying, God, you are for me, you're not against me. God, you are helping me. I bless you and I thank you, Lord. And I water this seed of your precious word, and it grows and develops. In Mark chapter 11, verse 24, it says, and whatsoever you pray, when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. And so that you shall have it is God's part. Amen? We couldn't save one single person, and you can't heal anybody, but God can save people. and God can heal people. So we thank you, Father, for your word, that your word is the imperishable word of God, and that we plant it in our hearts, we plant it in our spirits, we plant it in our life. Whatever you need from God, what does God's word say? Thank you, Father, for it. Those that are in need of health and healing, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that himself, Jesus, you took the infirmities. You took our pains. Thank you, Jesus, that I believe I receive health and healing for my body. And not only health and healing, but divine health. I thank you for divine health in Jesus' name, that I have divine health. Hallelujah. I'm walking in divine health. You're looking at a guy that's walking in divine health. Not just healing, not just to help my toenail, but I want divine health. That means wake up every day and say, thank you, Father, I'm walking in divine health from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. When the enemy comes and says, you're sick, you got cancer, you got this, you got that. No, I don't listen to that voice. I listen to God's voice and saying, God Almighty has healed me. God Almighty has blessed me. God Almighty, your seed is planted in my soul. And you're the one that's providing for us. If you need finances, you say, thank you, Lord, that you're the one that's providing for me. Finances, bless God. I'm a giver, I'm a blesser. I tithe, I give offerings, hallelujah. I've got more than enough. God's supplying my needs. In fact, I've got overflow, more than enough finances that I could be a blessing. Blessed and a blessing. God's supplying, God's providing. I'm giving, bless God, it's coming back. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. You water that seed. You say, I'm not going to determine anything. I'm believing God. Amen? Hallelujah. If you got problems with relationships, well then, bless God. You say, thank you, Father. My marriage is blessed. My husband is blessed. My wife is blessed. My children are blessed. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, the husband is for someone else that needs a husband or has a husband. Amen. And thank you, Father, that my marriage is blessed. Thank you, my children are blessed. You said, as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. And so we thank you that we surround my kids with faith and love, that they're making good choices, that they're making good decisions in Jesus' name. And I plant that seed and I water that seed and I believe you. And I'm thanking for you. I'm thanking you. Thank you, Jesus. The gifts of the Spirit are for every single person. They're available. Amen? The gifts of the Spirit are available for every single person. Every single person. The Bible says, as the Spirit wills. So be aware, amen, that God wants to use you. God wants to speak through you. The gifts of the Spirit are for every single person. Thank you, Father, for signs, wonders, miracles. Stretch forth your hand to heal. Thank you for deliverance in Jesus' name. Thank you for the power of Almighty God through the power of the Holy Spirit, healing. Thank you, Father, for deliverances. Thank you, Lord, that you have delivered us. Hallelujah. We're no longer bound, but we're free. Everybody say, I'm free. I'm free from cigarettes. I'm free from drugs. Hallelujah. I'm free from immorality. I'm a holy man, I tell you. Amen. And you take God's word, you take that seed, and you plant it and you water it. You continually speak about it, because all things are possible to him who believes. Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you once again for each one, that each house is blessed. We speak blessing upon each house. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is in each home, that each life is ministered to by the Spirit of God, that they can't get away from you, that the Word of God will come up before their minds, that when they hear any word, hallelujah, the Word of God, that it'll be placed in that good ground in their heart and be illuminated to their mind in Jesus' name. Everybody say, I'm a garden, and God's word is planted in my heart, and I'm growing good things of God. Amen, amen. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful night in the Lord, and keep feeding yourself God's word and watering it and being a blessing. God bless you.